The Trump administration's reversal of a federal guidance related to transgender students using the restrooms of their choice has caused a national stir and concerns for transgender kids and their families. But the legal and philosophical battles will continue at the federal and state levels. To learn more, we turn to Harper Jean Tobin, Director of Policy at the National Center for Transgender Equality. Harper Jean, the reversal's leading to new worries, but from a practical standpoint, what is changing?
The law hasn't changed. Title IX still protects them, whatever the administration says. And supporting them is still the right thing to do. And there are schools across the country, more and more, who are stepping up to meet their moral and legal responsibility to protect and support these kids. There is, of course, more education that we need to do, because if you actually meet these kids, you get to know them, you get to know their parents, you see there is no reason to set them apart, there's no reason to treat them as pariahs.
Why is this such a sensitive issue for people, do you think? Is it simply that we seem to run into that if someone is different than I am, I'm initially afraid of them for some reason, or is there something deeper there?
Well, I think that it's understandable that most Americans still haven't met somebody who is transgender, that they know of. And people have questions. People are sometimes uncomfortable at first with things and people that seem different from them. We've seen that so many times in this country. But what we've also seen is that there is nothing to be afraid of from our neighbors just because they are different. And that's true of transgender people, which is why people are afraid of this issue when it's an abstract issue. When it's actual transgender kid going to school with them, it's not a big deal.
Why did schools become at least the more public battleground for this?
Well over a million transgender Americans, you know, go to school, work, do everything that anybody else does. And unfortunately, you know, we've seen discrimination come up in all of those places. It has been just a major struggle in the daily lives of so many transgender people. Things are certainly getting better. You know, schools are a flashpoint, I think, because it combines, I think, two things that make people very nervous. People, of course, worry about their kids and want them to succeed. And when you then introduce the fear of something that people don't understand, that isn't a threat, but that people can be led to believe that it is, I think there can be a lot of fear very fast.
If Hillary Clinton had won, that doesn't mean that groups like your organization and others wouldn't have had to continue to work hard on this issue. But does this incrementally make it more difficult? Because obviously you can't take the next 2 to 4 years off and say, we'll wait for the next administration.
Well, no, this was never about the administration. The guidance that came out for schools was important because it gave schools practical answers to questions that many of them already had. That's why the Association of Secondary School Principals, you know, had been asking for this guidance for 2 years before it came out, because these questions were already out there. How do we support these students? How do we answer these questions about things like restrooms? Just about every school district in this country, whether they know it right now or not, has transgender students. And many of them had questions. The previous administration gave schools the practical guidance that really helped a lot of them to know what to know how to do the right thing and to see that doing the right thing was easy. Not having the federal government's voice here, not having that guidance, it matters. It's a big deal, because taking it away sends a really, really bad message that it's okay to treat these kids like pariahs. But it was never all about the administration.
As far as transgender rights go, where does this issue fit? In any ways, is it a distraction from other issues, whether it's health care or other things we may think of?
It's hard to think of something more basic than using the restroom. We all got to do it every day. And, you know, when Gavin Grimm in his high school in Virginia has to take a walk of shame to the nurse's restroom, past the restrooms that all of his peers use, everybody sees and knows why he's being singled out. So that is a big deal. And it's hard to go to school and it's hard to go to work when you're being singled out that way every day with something so basic. Sometimes it's a way that people get pushed out of school, pushed out of jobs by that kind of humiliation. There are a lot of other issues that transgender Americans are concerned about. They're concerned about the economy. They're concerned about health care, like anybody else. But like anybody else, they don't deserve to be singled out.
Harper Jean Tobin is Director of Policy at the National Center for Transgender Equality.